I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So what do bored teenagers do in Omaha, Nebraska on the weekend? Well, you go out to a secondhand store and you buy a Vietnam-era flak jacket. And you take out your .22 caliber pistol and you start firing at it to see if it really will stop bullets. And it did.
Wait, we just smashed mailboxes. Yeah. I mean, we didn't put our lives in our own hands here.
Well, that was, they were testing it before they put it on somebody.
Oh, okay.
And it was stopping the bullets.
All right.
So then one of the 19-year-olds says, I'll put the vest on now that we know it stops bullets and see what it's like to feel like to get shot. So he puts it on, and for added protection and comfort, they put a pillow between the body and the flak jacket. And then they had a friend line up to go shoot him. But his friend missed and hit the subject in the butt. The sheriff says, this is like one of those damn Jackass videos. They were confident the vest would stop the bullet, but ... you gotta hit the vest. Hit him in the butt. Yeah. Instead of the vest.
Well, how far away was it?
I mean, it doesn't say. Yeah.
I would think you're not going to want to take any chances on this, so you'd be like really close.
Yeah, but not so close that maybe it goes through the vest.
There probably was that fear. Mm-hmm. So. All right, now this again goes to the lesson that we have taught many times here in the I Can't Believe It's News segments. Guys, when it comes to women, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. It's some kind of scam. And this story comes to us from Tacoma, thanks to the Tacoma Tribune for printing this lesson in its pages the other day. This guy got hit up by a woman asking to be his friend on Facebook. And the picture was, well, she was a really good-looking woman. He didn't know her, but it's a good-looking...
He wanted to get to know her.
Good-looking woman, so he accepts on that. And then the messages start coming in. The woman says, oh, I'm 21 years old. I'm from Seattle. Now, he's 31 years old. And so he says, well, let's
turn back the clock.
Let's get a video chat going here. And then he sees her on the video chat. She's got brown hair, brown eyes, slender frame, according to the Tacoma Tribune.
A pulse.
She is... as advertised in the picture.
No bait and switch.
No. And then she starts taking off her clothes. And she says...
try before you buy.
Yeah. She says, how about let's see what you got going on there? Because I'm taking off my clothes, she says. How about we see what's going on with you? And let's see what's going on down there. Let's see that junk.
Mm.
And he was like, well... This is my lucky day. So that's what he does. He then removes all of his clothes, and she says, "Well, back up. I got to get a good look at that stuff down there. You know,
get some perspective.
And then I got to get a full body shot of what's going on here.
You zoom in real close. Looks bigger.
Yeah, right. So he backs up. She gets the full view, and then the messages start coming in. She says, I copied the video of you with the junk there, and I'm going to be putting that on a number of websites unless you pay me $8,000.
Oh, the old Tacoma two-step.
But now listen, before you say, oh, that shameful woman, that hussy. Hey, she said that the money was going to go to a good cause, the $8,000.
Where was the $8,000 going? Yeah.
She said it would be a good cause.
Oh, good.
She sent pictures of the man's face and everything else back to him just as proof that, hey, I've got your picture. I got video. I got the whole thing. So the guy immediately logs out of Facebook, calls 911. A sheriff's deputy drove to his apartment, talked to him, and took notes. And this is all the information they have. They don't have this woman, but this guy did make the embarrassing call to police. But some woman you don't know, 10 years younger than you, looks great, says she wants, says she takes off her clothes, says she wants to do a little more than that with you, and you fall for that. That stinks worse than the Tacoma aroma.
I can't believe it's news.
You can't fall for that at all, man.
Yeah.
And he did. $8,000. The money will go to a good cause, though.
Yeah.
What do you suppose that good cause is?
Bags, shoes.
Yeah, there's probably
plane tickets.
Her boyfriend is what I'm thinking, who is the mastermind
yes.
of the whole thing.